We gather to celebrate the birth of our Savior.
Wow.
The birth of our Savior. It's truly a moment of love. It's truly a moment of God's grace. It's truly a moment of God's blessing, you know, in our lives. And we heard in the first reading from Isaiah that we as a people had waited in the gloom of darkness, but we have seen a great light. We have been distracted by sadness, but have found ourselves called to great joy and great rejoicing. Now that became my first question for myself, and it's our first question tonight in our homily. Are we filled with great joy? Are we seeing a great light? I have to admit, the faith that Joseph and Mary had is a tremendous, tremendous example for us. They didn't know exactly what was going to happen. They really didn't. But they trusted in God's love for them, and that God would bless them with a Savior. And we have it pictured right here, beautifully, in our manger scene. And that really becomes the question for us. For we stand at the manger scene with Mary and Joseph, with all the stuff of life that's happening. Now, this week there were a number of things that took place in the office of bishop, which I'm not going to tell you about, okay? But which caused me to run out of holy water by Thursday. And it really became a moment for me to be at the manger scene, really, very personally, and to say to the Lord Jesus, born in my life, do I trust him? And do I know his love? And even more importantly, and am I going to let him touch those moments of darkness and bring light to it? Am I going to let him take those moments that are really burdensome or difficult and bring joy to it? Really joy. Real joy. So that becomes the question for you. What's ever going on in your life, whatever's going on in your marriage, whatever's going on in your work, at school, in your family, it's time to let the joy of Jesus born in our hearts touch you, and touch that part of your life especially. And if there's darkness there, especially if it's sin darkness, it's time to ask forgiveness and reconciliation. Because God came as an infant to say to us, he understands us, he loves us, and he's given us his son. Wow! Jesus, born as us, in flesh and blood, like you and me, saying to us, I love you. I love you that much to be born as one of you. God loving us. Very personally, very personally. Wow. And I find myself this week, as I let the grace of God begin to touch some of that stuff I was dealing with, you know, the burden gets lifted. It really does. When you place it in God's hands and says, okay, it's yours. It's yours. Take it. Do with it what you will. And God bless some humdinger situations this week. God bless them. And God can do the same for you. Really. Jesus born in our midst. Jesus loving us into being. You know, St. Paul's letter to Titus, he says to us, beloved, we are beloved because Christ has been given to us Jesus. His grace has been given to us, St. Paul tells us. He loves us that much. So again, that's the second question. Will we let him touch our lives wherever it needs to be touched, especially with his grace? Christmas grace. Christmas love. Christmas presence of our loving God. As we enter into the gospel this evening, you know, we hear of the birth of Jesus, and we've heard it many, many times, many, many times. But let me suggest to you tonight, hear it for the first time. Hear it for the first time. How Mary and Joseph brought Jesus into the world, because that's the invitation for us as Christians, modern day Christians, to bring Jesus in the world. And thus the world needs to touch and be touched by our love of them, our love of Jesus Christ. You know, I've asked before, would our neighbors know we are Catholic Christians? Would our fellow workers know we are Catholic Christians? Would they know that we are in love with Jesus Christ? Would they know that we've heard this gospel and hear the words of the gospel saying to the shepherds, glory to God in the highest and peace to all on whom his favor rests? That's us, by the way. That's us. And all around us now are all the angels singing glory to God in the highest. And all the saints singing glory to God in the highest for each of us to lift us up. And as we come forward to share his body and his blood, we share in the infant Jesus. We share in the Jesus who died on the cross. We share especially in the Jesus who rose from the dead. That's the grace of heaven that we touch. We touch heaven when we receive his body and his blood. So during this Eucharist, let's pray in a special way for that grace to be first lifted out of darkness into light, to be especially filled with the joy of his love, and to know him very personally, born in our lives, the infant Jesus, who loves us that much, that he came to die for our sins and to rise from the dead to show us the way to heaven. Let's pray for that grace. Amen.
Amen.
That's a good whisper. I like it. Amen.